Where in the world do all the pins go? I mean, really? Writing pins, what happens to them? I buy pins at Walgreens quite often, several times a year. I open up the desk drawer, and I can't find a good pin. Sure, I throw pins away, but compared to the number I buy, well, there's no comparison. I buy new pins 10 to 1 over the number of pins I throw away, probably more like 20 to 1, fine quality pins. I like a number of different pins, both inexpensive and expensive. I want them to feel good in my hand and leave a nice mark on a piece of white paper. And I prefer blue ink. I'm a blue ink man. I like the cheap Bic pens, the ones with a clear tube, broad tip, and blue ink. They've been the best-selling pen in the world. It's called a Bic Crystal, with a decidedly chewable cap and transparent pencil-like hexagonal barrel. They used to come in the super huge 1.6 mm size. I love those old pens. I think Nathan loves them, too. I've seen chewed up cap remnants on his desk before. Anyway, I also like the more expensive ink gel pens, especially the brand, what was that brand? Where is one? I had one here a week ago.
Maybe in the other room?
Anyway, I also like the old Papermate Flair felt tip pen, too. That was popular in the 80s, but they don't last too long. You know, the tip goes flat, they dry out, but they leave a nice mark when they're new. When they're old, they're kind of like fingernails on a chalkboard. But give me a nice Pentel liquid gel, blue writing pen with a big 1.0 millimeter tip, and I'm in heaven. They're called inner gel pens now. I don't know why. I love to write my name at the bottom of an important letter with one of those. It leaves a broad, bold signature that demands respect in blue ink. A lot of people prefer the Pilot Rolling Ball Fine Line Pen. Nope, not for me. I want bold. I want to leave a statement with a healthy blue mark. I was the guy at work that used to write my name on a little tiny slip of paper and then tape it to my good pen. I didn't want it walking off. I'd catch co-workers occasionally looking at my pen and say, "Ah, Paul's pen." Then I'd find it later on their desk. Dadgummit, I just went to look for a good pen and I couldn't find any. I've purchased boxes and boxes of them over the years. Where in the world do they go? Hey, check Sean Wilson's desk over there, okay? I'm serious. Somewhere there's got to be a pile of discarded, misplaced, nice quality pens. The other day, I was cleaning up in the kitchen, needing to write the date of some leftovers on plastic wrap covering the bowl. I opened up the drawer to get a Sharpie permanent marker. This time, no Sharpie. I know they don't walk off on their own. They just up and disappear. They must find other missing good quality pens. Maybe in some sort of pen limbo or something. Once I get to heaven, I'll probably find a huge pile of good writing pens. The higher ups upstairs must like them too. The pen pile must be up there because it ain't here. You know, after rifling through all my drawers looking for a nice pen in order to write this piece, I can tell you one thing. Man, I got a lot of dried-up old junky pens. That's my take on it. For Paragon Communications, I'm Paul Joseph.